From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. In the last American eclipse for a couple decades is now a memory. And it's a significant one for those of us lucky enough to experience the darkening of the sun firsthand. Several members of our team, including me, traveled to southern Illinois to watch it all happen. And for the first part of our program today, we wanted to share some of the sounds of the eclipse experience with you from the perspective of three different communities. We begin our journey in Carbondale, where producer Jose Zepeda went to Saluki Stadium to see an eclipse celebration unfold.
Can I get your first and last name?
Alex Sweeney.
All right, Alex, what brings you to Carbondale?
I'm going to hopefully get some good pictures of the eclipse. I got my telescope and my tracking mount here, hoping to get a time-lapse and some pictures of the corona during totality. I'm not bringing any photography skills, just the appreciation for the cool event that's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
This is her first time.
Yeah, with totality.
Yeah, can I get your first and last name?
Shelby Sweeney.
How excited are you for the eclipse?
I'm pretty excited. It's my first totality. I'm excited for the change when it goes dark and just to experience that.
Oh, is that again?
I'm Mark Schulist.
Is this your telescope here?
Yeah, it's my camera for hopefully a good photo. I want to get, I guess, each stage of the eclipse, photographed.
To be honest with you, this is probably one of the few moments in life. Let me rephrase myself. Seldom will you find an opportunity to see something this magnificent. I'm glad I was here to enjoy it.
Where'd you come from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. Excuse me.
How dark it is.
I'm with NPR. How are you reacting right now?
Oh, my God. I'm crying. My face is just filled with tears.
So emotional.
Oh, this is amazing.
What do you think of the view?
It's so amazing.
Awesome.
So
it's hard to put into words. I saw it in 2017, saw it again just now. I don't know. It's just crazy to see the corona around the sun, something you normally can't see during the day. I don't know. It's hard to put into words. And seeing it through my telescope and camera is just really different from what I'm used to.
What did you think of the eclipse?
It was really amazing, and I'm really glad my son talked me into coming down here.
So what was going through your head as you seen the corona?
It was just amazing. It was totally amazing. And I got very cold. And it was cool seeing it looked like it was sunset. I took a couple pictures, and it's just totally amazing.
Scenes of the eclipse in Carbondale. From there, we travel about an hour south to the confluence of the two great rivers that define Illinois' southern border, the Mississippi and the Ohio.
This is Reginald Hardwick on the banks of the Mississippi River, and I am in Fort Defiance in the very southern tip of Illinois, and we're about 4 minutes away from totality, and it looks like a shadow has just been cast over us, and there are hundreds of people here lying on blankets. Some have telescopes, they have families, and they all have their glasses, and we're all looking up. What are you seeing? What does it feel like?
I cannot describe it with words. It is the first time I see an astronomical event of this magnitude. For me, it's some sort of a connection between the human being and the universe. You know, it's very spiritual from my standpoint.
I've never experienced anything like this either.
I'm very excited. My heart is shaking. It's something that I would never regret have done. It is very dark. It is like dawn or dusk, probably. It looks more like a day in the morning when you're waking up and it starts to getting clear, you know? It is.
And the bridge lights are on.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because they have this kind of light sensor. It probably detected that it was dark and turned on. Wow.
Absolutely amazing.
So
gorgeous.
So beautiful. It almost looked like there was a solar flare or something at the bottom.
I know.
There,
I don't know what was at the bottom. It was like a little, like, we're questioning a solar flare, but we don't know. Yeah.
It was great. It's great. It was better than 2017, actually.
Why do you say that?
Well, because to me, I could see the corona a lot better on this one than I could in 2017. So, and it was about a minute longer than I had last time. So it was... It's wonderful.
What did you think when it was totally dark?
It was great. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to, I didn't want to mess with the camera or the scope. I just wanted to look at it, you know, and just soak it in.
What will you remember about this experience?
Besides totality, it's just meeting all the people here, you know, in the community and everybody. So that was the best part, yeah.
You just heard from nature photographer Uriel Soberanas, Michael Matheny, and Kelly Sopko, who drove from Tennessee to Fort Defiance outside Cairo, Illinois, to watch Monday's eclipse. The last voice there was from Bill Meffert, a retired engineer who drove more than 6 hours from Georgia. I also got to see the eclipse, and I'll let the tape tell the rest of the tale.
I am behind a church, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, outside Steelville, Illinois. There are about 8 cars here, 20 or so people gathered to watch the eclipse. It's definitely getting darker. It feels cooler than the 73 degrees. My watch tells me the official Weather Service temperature is reporting. Ooh, the light has come on an outbuilding here at the church. We're about a minute and a half away. It's getting really dark. Look at the horizon. It's still pretty bright and blue behind us, but in front of us, in the direction the sun is moving, you can see the darkness coming on. You can understand how someone who doesn't have scientific training or understanding would be terrified by what's happening now. That's it. You can take the glasses off. That is totality. A ring of fire in the sky. It is so dark out here, and orange on the horizon all around. You can see a planet coming out, another planet or some stars. The weather is perfect. It is so chilly right now. It must be 60 degrees. Can I ask you your name and where you're from?
My name is Robert Beeler. I came from Lincoln, Nebraska. There is so much history, family history here for me. Is why I chose this spot, which crossed totality. My great-great-grandfather founded this church, and I'm just thrilled. My great-grandfather and great-grandmother had the family eclipse by marrying here.
No kidding.
So that was such a thrill for me to come here.
Yeah. How was the drive in?
It was much nicer than I thought it would be. I thought traffic would be crazy, but it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Can you tell me who you are, where you're from?
My name's Tim Hutton. I'm from Loveland, Colorado.
Wow, and did you come out here for this?
I did.
How did you choose this spot? We are in the middle of nowhere, Illinois.
Well, originally I planned to go to near Dallas, but as I was looking at the weather reports, it looked like it was going to be overcast. So I changed plans. I was looking Carbondale, Cape Girardeau, and I was like, well, Chester's a little bit shorter of a drive.
Yeah. What is your big impression? What, if you had to tell someone, you know, one thing about this, what would it be?
I drove 1,000 miles to get here. It was worth it.
Perspectives on the eclipse from Carbondale, Cairo, and a churchyard outside Steelville, Illinois. If you're just joining us, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And we now turn for the rest of this segment to the science of the eclipse, in particular what we've learned, at least preliminarily, from yesterday's event. Yesterday, we heard from Dr. Corey Brevik, an assistant professor of physics at SIU Carbondale. She's back now with us live today. Professor Brevik, thanks for making the time this morning.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us about, we talked yesterday about the experience in Australia, how short that was. What was it like for you yesterday in Carbondale? You had almost 4 minutes, right?
It was amazing. Yeah, we had 4 minutes. The sky was crystal blue. We couldn't have asked for better weather and better viewing. I'm almost speechless, and it's been 24 hours. I'm just listening to the other people talking, just brings it all back.
Yeah.
We had an amazing crowd. So it got dark, the corona showed up, and on top of that, we had the experience of the whole crowd being super, super excited, and the sun put on an amazing show for us.
Did you get to see, I understand, so we heard somebody say there they thought they saw a solar flare. I got to see on somebody's camera that was at my site, it definitely looked like a solar flare. Can you speak to what was distinct about this version of the corona that people were looking at?
Yeah, so the sun is currently in the phase we call solar maximum. So it's very active. There's lots of sunspots and the magnetic field is creating all these neat features. So what everybody saw with their naked eye wasn't a solar flare. It's what we call a solar prominence. And it's a loop of the magnetic field of the sun poking out of the surface. So think of like a plate of spaghetti where your noodles are falling off the edges. So there was a loop of magnetic field popping out of the sun, and there's plasma trapped in that magnetic field. And so it was, if you look at people who took images, you'll see an actual arc of plasma that's glowing pink. But it was so big, we could see it naked eye. It was amazing.
What reactions have you been hearing this morning? I understand you just got out of class today. I don't know if you talked to your students.
So yeah. My students were super excited. I talked to a lot of people yesterday. I talked to a lot of people today. I was screaming my head off because we could see that prominence. It was absolutely fabulous. It's the kind of thing you'll never forget.
What do you have any sense of, you know, scientific takeaways we may have from this experience of the eclipse? I know it's early days.
It is, but I'm part of the Dynamic Eclipse Broadcast Initiative. So we had 80 telescopes across the entire continent, all trying to take images throughout the entire eclipse. Some of our teams got clouded out, but a lot of our teams got amazing data. So we have hours and hours of footage by the time you combined all those teams' data. Because the sun is so active, we can see, as we start to analyze it, there's going to be movement near that lower atmosphere, which is what we're hoping to study as material is moving from the surface of the sun out into space. So we've got a lot of data to parse through now.
Yeah, what happens? What actually happens with this data? You have these images. Is there, do you email them to someone and they stare at it? Are there computer algorithms involved? As much as you can, explain briefly.
We have a giant repository that is being created at Southern Illinois University. So all of our teams are uploading all their images. And so we will certainly be looking at those images with our eyes. But then, yeah, we can put them into computer programs that will allow us to analyze the motions that are occurring. And the cool thing is we don't just have 4 minutes of data because we have images all the way from Mazatlan, Mexico, up to Newfoundland. We have a much longer series of data. So we're really going to be able to see all that motion that was occurring.
How do you build on what we've learned in the past, right? Be it last year in Australia or 2017 in Carbondale?
Absolutely. Science is always growing. And so what we learn in one event helps us design another experiment to learn more. So in 2017, there was a team based out of the same core group that we had for this one who did the Citizen Kate experiment. And they collected amazing data for the 2017 experiment, which allowed them to design a new experiment and use what they'd learned. And that's where the DEB initiative came from. And hopefully we'll learn more And then we'll see you again in Spain in a couple years.
I was going to say, what are your plans for your next eclipse? Are you, you know, hooked either personally or scientifically at this point? I know some people chase these all over the world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Southern Illinois University will be in Spain. We will be in North Africa the year after that. There's just, it's too amazing to miss. And there's too many scientific possibilities and things we can learn.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Dr. Brevik, I hope you will come back on the program when you're ready to publish maybe some of the results, you and your colleagues, from this work. We'd love to hear about it.
We would be happy to.
Dr. Corey Brevik is an assistant professor of practice in the School of Physics and Applied Physics at SIU Carbondale. Thank you so much for being with us today on this day when we are still basking in the glow of the corona after the eclipse. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely.
More to come here on The 21st Show after a short break. Stay with us.